Good morning. I'd like to welcome the Hopkins Junior High School Jazz Ensemble to the CMEA Bass Section Jazz South here at Gunn High School. This is Mike Galasadas from Stanford University, and I'm really looking forward to your band. You guys always said Mr. Conway does a fantastic job, and I can't wait to hear you. And I really like the fact that, yeah, we're still waiting for music. So. Anyway, we're waiting for... You don't need jokes? But anyway, I was going to say, I really appreciate you tuning to Chords. You know, this is the first band that I've heard from yesterday, and well, there's only one band before you today, that actually did that. And I'm a firm believer in tuning to chords, you know, because that way you can hear how your notes relate to the rest of the ensemble, and people learn what it sounds like when it's in tune. So thank you for doing that. That's awesome. And now you're in tune, ready to go, and then we have to wait. So. Oh, thanks, Sandy. Okay, we got music delivered. Hey Benny, that's a fun tune. Yeah, nice charts. I think I don't know the Paul Clark arrangement, but Hey Benny's a great chart. Record in May. Mike Kamifas, he's a fantastic writer. I think between he and Mike Dana, I think they're the best when it comes to writing for young bands, because their music, even though it's simplified, it still sounds really full with nice voices. Yeah, alto sax, be careful, you guys are a little bit flat, so. Over there, good. Yeah, it's a really nice blend between the altos and trumpets. Yeah, good listening. So the alto players, when it comes to playing in tune, drums, be careful, don't get too cymbal happy yet, especially on the crash cymbal. I like it, but I would save that for later. Anyway, so altos, listen back to the trumpets and adjust to the trumpets, because you can hear them a lot easier than they can hear you. Yeah, we can see when we're harmonizing on that, the resolution of that chord. Yeah, the pitch suffered a bit. Yeah, man, swings. Sounds really good. Yeah, it's great to see upright bass. All right. So bass player, really pull at those strings and drive the groove. Now here you can really accent. Now's the time for the grass cymbal. So that's where you can really cut loose as the send off to the solo. Yeah, drums. I like the cross stick on beat four. That's excellent. Play the hi-hat much tighter. Give us a real tight, crisp two and four. And just let that drive like crazy. Yeah, trombone. All right, that's nice. Nice job. So we have those chords, D minor to G7 or G13. So those two chords are basically in the key of C. So as you're improvising, I'm sorry, I'm looking for the solo section. Sorry, I'm thumbing through pages. All right. So yeah, we have, so the first eight measures, that's all based off of a concert C scale. And then you get to measure 49, then we're playing in the key of E flat. So those two scales, if you just work those out and work your way around those, you know, you'll be in the pocket harmonically. Yeah, I like using the minor blues scale, works really well here. Yeah, all right, nice job on the trumpet solo. Yeah, I'll tell you, you're a little bit under the pitch on that concert F. So it's a matter of blowing through your instruments, not just into them. And these background lines make it really tight and punchy. And I like the way you're keeping it under volume-wise. You're keeping it under the solos, which is great, because that's what backgrounds do. They support the solo. But here, you could be a lot more punchy and jabby for these background lines. Yeah, nice job on the solo. Yeah, don't rush that. Take your time on that. Yeah, drums. Woo! That was really sweet. Yeah, that was a great drum fill. All right. I really like your drummer. He's, you know, your fills were... Yeah, there's that same intonation. Yeah, on that concert D, that's a little bit rough in the saxophone, so be careful. But anyway, your drums, those fills were really tasteful. You didn't, you know, often young drummers will try to play every lick they know and throw it out there, and you were really subtle. You played right to the nice, you know, you played right in time, right in the pocket of the groove, so way to go. Like that. Butt up. All right. Nice chord. Wow. Boy, that last chord was really well focused, and that chord was in tune really well. All right. Yeah, I like that a lot. So, yeah, I think that. You know, one of the suggestions is for all the horns. Yeah, the bend sounds really good, but we want to work on building the excitement level of the music. So when it comes time for these big shout choruses, you know, blow through your horns. In fact, make that kind of a rule of thumb where you just blow through each note. You know, right now it sounds like you're kind of blowing into your horns, and I don't mean play loud. No, it's just. When you blow through each note, then you get this depth and quality of sound, and your sound carries and projects. And it, you know, sounds, you know, there's a difference between projection and just sheer volume. And, you know, projection, we have a really solid core to our sound. And so when you don't get air through your horns as much, then you lose that core. So you hear the sound, but it doesn't have that depth and richness that it could. And the way you get that is by practicing long tones. Nice vibes. Yeah, piano, I would be, get off of your sustain pedal, or don't use it as much, because some of these chords are running into each other and it's making it sound a little bit muddy. Yeah, Karina, all right. Very nice. All right. I like your sound on this. So drums on that. You can open the hi-hat on it. One, and two, pss, and two, pss. So if you open the hi-hat on the end of two, that'll be a nice effect. So Karina, think about your sound soaring over the band and through the theater. So as you're playing, think about your sound projecting to the back wall. Now here we can kick up the dynamic level. We get to this bridge section. Very nice in the trumpets. Wow, great job keeping that down in the stands. But that could really build up at 21. You know, it's a matter of like tension and release. So we can really build the tension leading into that middle section. Well, so the cymbal crash should happen on beat one of 29, not leading into it. So you're playing, you build it, then, and then we have it. So you can lead in with maybe a cymbal roll on mallets. And then when you play that cross stick, make that really pop. Crack. Oh, nice vibes. So we have to be careful when we have piano and vibes comping at the same time, that you really have to listen to each other so that we're not clashing with each other. Now crescendo, bring it. Yeah, so that whole crescendo has got to start at 43, but we want to build that crescendo from the bottom of the band. So the bass player and the drummer, you have a big role to play when it comes to building up these peaks. So if the rhythm section stays at one volume level, it'll negate whatever attempt there is from the horn section to make these dynamic changes. So it's got to come from the bottom, a la W. Francis Macbeth Pyramid. Yeah, nice release, and I like that punctuation with the bass drum on that cutoff. That was great. You could even take more time on that fermat, on that grand pause going into 37 or 57. Big crescendo off and just let it breathe for a minute and then come in. Like that. Ooh. Yeah, all right. Ooh, way to go, Karina. That was really pretty. So my suggestion on that, and you know, that last chord was gorgeous. Wow, that was really nice. But my suggestion, Karina, is just that. Think of your solo that you're just, tell a story, you know, and really get yourself into the song and, you know, make it your own. You could stretch some of the rhythms. You can listen to lots of singers. And listen to how a singer approaches a slow song and what they do. You know, they're not so literal with the rhythms and the translation and interpretation of the rhythms. You know, they stretch notes, they push notes ahead, they pull notes back. So I would do a lot more of that and really just try to make that as gut-wrenching and, you know, as you possibly can. But that was really nice playing, so thanks. And this is a really great chart. Recorder May with, I love this arrangement. Yeah, nice crescendo. Yeah, I like the way you're waiting to the latter part of that whole note to really make that crescendo. What will make it? Don't rush that. Be careful, we've got a little bit on top of the time. But those crescendos, if we lead them from the Barry Saxon bass trombone, and I mentioned the Macbeth Pyramid, so when we apply that to dynamics, if the Barry Sax and the bass bone are at the bottom of the pyramid, then you're going to crescendo from the bottom all the way to the top. So your rate of crescendo is going to be a lot greater than that of the first trumpet player or the first alto player. And when that happens, all these dynamic changes, you hear the depth of sound. So you just hear this big kind of swoosh coming out of the whole band. Yeah, drums, you can drive this a lot more now. You know, nice drum fill. Yeah, drums, you can really kick this groove. I love the accents on the drums. But when you're keeping time, it's the same thing. Intensify the groove. Yeah, the bridge section on this tune is a little bit tricky. The chords, you know, move down in whole steps. So we want to try to make that, like, we get to 37. You know, the first three measures are in the key of B flat. The next three measures are in the key of A flat, and then it goes to the key of G. Then we have the dominant chord leading us into the B minor. So we want to try to make those harmonic changes. That's kind of tricky. Yeah, nice accents, drums. Yeah, all right, Amy, all right. Yeah, wow, good job on nice choice. choice of notes on your solo? Okay, so here comes the bridge. Yeah. Really bite down on that saxophone. Put some bite on it. Yeah, that was kind of a little bit milquetoast-ish. Sorry. Yeah, but yeah, you gotta get some bite. Play that with attitude. It's not about loud. It's just about adding intensity to those hits. And then when it breaks at 71, then it'll be really effective. So explore that section. I think you could do a lot more with that. Especially with the quality of this band is really good. So you just want to make it exciting. I hear it now. Go for it. Drums. Here's when you can start filling in the gaps using your crash cymbal. Don't get too busy. Keep it simple. Here, this is the big shout chorus, so here's where the rhythm section has to be taking this over the top. So dynamically, it's all about the rhythm section. You know, bass and drums in particular. Yeah, those drum fills were a lot more, or a lot clearer and cleaner and better in time than the first set. A couple bars back. So with the drums, just keep it simple. Like you did on the fills for Hey Benny. That was really subtle. We'll do the same thing here. It doesn't mean not to play anything, but you don't have to be too busy. It's all about time and groove. Watch Mr. Conway for that last note. All right. Yeah, that was great. That was a really nice set. Great charts, and it's great to see a lot of different people play, and a lot of soloists, and that was really nice. So for the rest of the band, we had Owen, Dylan, Karina, and Amy play. This is a big band, so it's time for a lot of you to start to dabble in improvisation. It's like learning how to swim. If you don't jump in the water, it's not going to happen. So, it starts with listening to jazz. And just put on Spotify or whatever your medium of music is and just listen to as much jazz as possible. And there's a very famous trumpet player by the name of Clark Terry. And he had a saying he had three words. He said, imitate, assimilate, and innovate. And what he meant by that is you imitate the masters. You copy their style, their phrasing. You learn some of their ideas. And then you start to incorporate that in your own improvisations, and then when you can do that, then you're ready to be an innovator. So that was the process. So it's just, that's probably the best advice that I can give is what Clark Terry gave to his students is, just do that. Just listen and imitate. And it's like learning a foreign language. If you listen to the language spoken and you copy how the phrasings and the inflections of the language and the syntax, the same thing happens with jazz, which is a musical language. And when you get that, this band's going to be off the hook. So I enjoyed your set a lot today. So thank you for playing. It was great.